listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
I'm smelling the dog. I am a mutt. I'm smelling the dog. I'm super smiley. I am a cat too sweet to travel kitty. I'm a good girlfriend. Angel's really pretty. I have a pony and we share a big horse. We have a big yard. Yeah, we have to, of course. I have a bull. In the summer, I stay cool. I have a fountain. Live in the mountain. Live high on the hog. Need to be a spokes dog. I'm smiley the dog. I am a mutt. I'm smiley the dog. I'm super smiley.
Woof and super smiles. Welcome to a super smiley adventure on Pet Life Radio, the largest pet podcasting and Wi-Fi network in the world. I'm Megan Blake here with Smiley, my giant mutt and spokes dog for throwaways. Today, I am so excited to give a very heartfelt welcome to Ryan O'Neill, an iconic actor who embodies the classic essence of a true movie star, having won Academy Award and Golden Globe nominations for films that help shape and influence our culture, like Love Story and Paper Moon. Welcome, Ryan.
Hi, Megan.
We are so happy that you're here. And you starred also on scores of television series like Bones, 90210, Desperate Housewives, and recently...
Don't forget Peyton Place.
Of course, never forget Peyton Place.
Although I don't think we ever had any dogs.
Not there, but you know what you did on your recent reality series, right? On the Oprah Network, The O'Neills.
Sure. Where
you, and you invited me on your show to bring you the opportunity to adopt a new love in your life, and that's why you're here to talk about...
I had to lock him out of the room so I could do this show.
Smiley's here. Maybe you can bring him back in. We can hear a little bit of Mozart chewing or barking. That we welcome that here. But first, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back to talk with Ryan O'Neill, and maybe he'll bring Mozart in the room. We can talk with Mozart, too. Smiley, can you wait? Oh, he says this one's going to be hard. Good boy.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back on Pet Life Radio, a super smiley adventure. I'm Megan Blake, and today we are so thrilled to have with us film and television star and now a wonderful walking testimony as to how pet adoption is just rocking. Welcome, Ryan O'Neill.
Thank you for having me.
We're so happy that you're here. And Ryan, you and I met several years ago, and Smiley goes almost every place with me, so you met him too, and you told us that you were thinking about getting a dog, right?
Some time ago, yes, that's true. You were always pushing me to to adopt.
Well, I think it turned out pretty good, don't you? Don't you think it's
yes, I have a beauty. I have a Mozart with many different flavors.
He's a wonderful dog.
He's my pal.
He is truly, truly adorable. And I know that in my life, dogs can be a true healing influence. And it seemed like after Farrah's passing, it just seemed like it was just the right time and the right thing to do at that time, right?
That's true. I needed somebody fast, and he filled the bill.
Yes, and dogs do that. Dogs can often fill places that people can't, even really good friends or other spouses or family. Dogs just, they just seem to go right where you need them. Do you find that?
Well, not every one of them will get into bed with you, but the dog will.
That's right. The dogs will, and Toot Sweet the Travel Kitty just jumped up here, so he's in the act now, too. He could not be on Ryan O'Neill's show. And Ryan, it was so wonderful.
Are you surrounded by animals?
No, I am totally. I've got Angel, Smiley, Toot Sweet the Travel Kitty, and Starfire and Minnie Haha are right outside with their giant noses.
My gosh.
Hey, Ryan, do you have the seagull?
I want top billing.
Oh, we'll give you. I don't know. Is it Mozart or you? Who gets top billing in this?
Or Smiley, for that matter. There's a hero.
There you go. Ryan, it was so wonderful that with all your resources and all your ability to get anything from any place that you wanted, you chose to adopt a homeless dog. I love that.
Well, you helped. You know that.
Yes.
You did everything but throw the dog to me.
Yes, you caught him.
I caught him.
Yes. Ryan, that really...
I didn't juggle him.
No. I don't know if you realize what a huge statement this is. Thank you so much for adopting and for doing it so publicly. Let's tell everybody what happened. Ryan asked me to bring some dogs over while he was shooting his reality show, The O'Neills, and put the process right there for everyone to see. So I brought over two dogs from Best Friends, which has the largest animal sanctuary in the United States, and Ryan could see if there was any chemistry. So, Ryan, tell everybody what happened after that.
Well, first of all, I thought there were four dogs, and all of them were beauties, and rushed out onto the beach and were splashing and throwing the frisbee back and forth, and they were perfect for the beach. Then there was this little guy who had a name already. His name was Mozart. And he was reticent about the whole thing. He was a little nervous, and he didn't want to go out on the beach. He just stared at me. And he reminded me of my father a little bit. He had the kind of same hair. You know, he has a lot of facial hair.
So did my dad.
And so something told me that that connection was all I would, it was sold me. And so I picked Mozart, the dog that didn't want to be on the beach, and because he reminded me of my father. The next day, I'm looking at him, and he doesn't look like my father anymore.
Oh, no.
Not at all. And I said to my son, "What happened to my dad?" And he said, "Oh, you mean that hair? I cut that out."
Oh, no.
I said, "You cut my dad out of the dog." But I go back. My dad is back.
It was love at first sight. Ryan, you mentioned that he looked like your father. And adopting all of my animals, the dogs, cats, and horses, I've always had that experience. I look in their eyes, and I just know this is my animal. This is the one that was meant to be. And you just knew that too, right?
Well, that's what happens, yes. I mean, that's what happens. It's amazing. There is something that happens between the human and the dog that is everlasting.
Right, right. And I mentioned that dogs are such a healing force in my life. And what also was apparent, as Mozart stole the spotlight from time to time on the O'Neills, when he was in the room, the energy just got happier. It got lighter and things just seemed simpler. That's the way
he's
it looks.
He's a comedian. There's no question about that. And he steals the thunder.
And Ryan, I adored the way Mozart's premiere episode ended with you driving him in the car, him riding in his little safety seat, and you talking to him, telling him how you both are getting another chance. Dogs are good listeners. Don't you agree?
He listened. Did he agree? I don't know. That I couldn't tell. He only agrees with lunch.
Most dogs are like that. I think that's kind of universal. And they're good therapists, too, because they're kind of like bouncing boards. You can bounce ideas off them. They're always looking at you with the eye.
Well, you know, we talk a lot. Rather, I talk. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he hears me or listens, but he's right next to me, and I don't think that it's a sign of madness that you just tell your tale to your dog. It's better than not telling it to no one.
Absolutely. I don't think it's a sign of madness at all. As a matter of fact, I tell Smiley things, and I feel like he tells me things back.
Well, Smiley knows everything, that's for sure.
Well, Mozart looks pretty smart to me, too.
But Mozart and I haven't walked across the United States.
We walked across New York.
We'd have really serious conversations.
That's right. Hey, I know, maybe, Ryan, maybe you and Mozart and Smiley and I can walk across the United States.
We'll do that. Sure, we'll do that soon.
We'll do that after
I finish Dancing with the Stars.
Right, we will do that. Oh, cool. So you're going to be on that next season, right?
Uh-huh. Right after I have my niece replaced.
Oh, well, good luck with that. You're going to have your other knee replaced, too?
Yeah, next week.
Oh, my goodness, Ryan. Well, we'll be thinking about you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Mozart's going to make a great therapy dog for you, isn't he?
Well, we'll sure find out.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I believe is that if you have a dog and you pet them, then they're therapy dogs. You know, people say, oh, how
it's
did you train your dog?
We have this system of going out on the beach and I throw the ball and he runs. He has a house guest right now, so they both run. And when I go down with this knee surgery, I won't be able to take them out. So I'm trying to recruit people, you know, to help me.
Oh, we'll
the dogs, not with me, but with the dogs.
Yeah, dogs need a lot of attention. Well, Smiley and I will come down. We'll do that.
He'll come down.
Yeah, I know what we'll do. We'll put Smiley and Mozart on a leash together, and they'll drag each other back and forth on the beach. What do you think about that?
No, we don't need leashes on this beach.
That's right. You have a completely fenced-in beach. It's all safe.
So they can run and run and run and run.
Wow, I love that. I love that. Well, Mozart certainly hit the jackpot when you had love at first sight when you looked in his eyes.
Yeah. But you know what? It could have been any dog. They're all winners.
They absolutely are. And George was the other best friend's dog that I brought over. And a lot of people have asked what happened with George. And George did find an owner. He has a wonderful young man.
Is that the golden?
No, that was the big kind of shepherdy lab mix dog, the big dog that came in with Mozart. And he's got a young guy that jogs with him every day in Southern California. So everybody can rest assured. Yeah, that dog
found a jogger.
He did. He found a jogger. And Mozart found a lover. How about that?
Yeah.
Well, we're so lucky to have these beautiful little souls in our lives. And Smiley's giving me that look. It's time for a quick break, and we'll be right back with Ryan O'Neill.
Okay, say hi to Smiley for me.
Good job, Smiley. Don't go away, Ryan. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back on a super smiley adventure with Ryan O'Neill and one of the loves of his life, his newly adopted dog, Mozart. And Ryan, I say it like...
Not so new. almost a year.
Oh, time flies. And he's gotten big. When I brought him over, he was little. He was 10 months old, right? And now he's like a dog.
Well, Annie Harvelas, my veterinarian, she claims he's a little fat. She says she can't feel his ribs.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So we're now discussing how to deal with that. Throw the ball more, feed him less.
Yes. Smiley has that issue as well. My German Shepherd, she's a very lean, athletic dog. So she stays that way. It's like people, you know, some people have the battle of the bulge, and Smiley kind of does that too. So I know Andy.
Even though he can walk across the United States.
He does. He's just a stocky, muscly boy dog, you know, kind of like Mozart, I guess. Mozart's a guy. And
Mozart's not fat. We argue about that.
Oh, okay. Well, it is true, though. You should be able to feel their ribs. And if they're short hair, you should even be able to see their ribs a little bit. So,
really?
But really. But I like to say that dogs raise our happy chemicals. And my rescued animals have taught me so many wonderful, wonderful things and opened me up to so many things. What has Mozart shared with you, Ryan, about playing on the beach or whatever? Tell us what he's told us.
Well, he showed me that he knows how to chase a ball. But he doesn't know how to bring it back. I have to go and get it and throw it again. And then he'll fly down the beach and he'll get it. And then he'll corral it. And then he'll wait for me to throw it again.
Mozart is a mix, but he's some type of terrier mix, most likely.
Yeah.
And those are headstrong little dogs. You know, they were.
So I've taught him half a trick.
Well, you know what? That's the exercise part. If he runs off and gets the
Absolutely.
Ball.
Absolutely. That's the way I look at it.
All right.
He thinks I'm a little fat, so I need to.
Oh, Ryan, you look great. You look awesome.
Oh,
smell
Megan,
great.
Just a big fan.
I am. And Smiley loves Mozart. He's been to your beach house playing a few times. So we're going to post some Mozart pictures on Smiley's Facebook page at Super Smiley Anniversary Tour.
Okay. And that's the code?
Yeah, on Facebook. Go to Super Smiley Anniversary Tour. And Smiley has a Twitter at Smiley the Dog. So I'll post some Mozart pictures. And does Mozart have a Twitter yet? Is he on there yet?
No, but I do.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll have Mozart's people call Smiley's people, and then we'll get Mozart pictures out to the people.
Oh, my goodness.
I think that's what they're doing now. Oh, Ryan, and this year, Ryan and I were at the Genesis Awards together. We did the red carpet.
We were. We did it together.
First, Ryan, let's tell everybody what the Genesis Awards is. It's a huge...
Well, I love the Genesis Awards, and I can't wait till the next one. I'm thinking of cutting out some footage together of Mozart in action as an actor and seeing if we can't win something.
That would be wonderful because, you know, let me just tell everybody what it is. The Genesis Awards, it's a huge award ceremony like the Academy Awards presented by the Humane Society of the United States. And it recognizes media like film, television, and radio that confronts cruelty and celebrates animals. It really is the Academy Awards for media about animals. And it's so amazing. Like Oprah's won, Ellen DeGeneres presented, Paul McCartney's given commentary. So, Ryan, just
really?
tell everybody.
I better get a tux for than the dog.
But Ryan, tell everybody, truly, it's really an awesome event. Just tell everybody about your experience being there the first time.
Well, I was shocked at the elaborateness of it and the cast. It was a wonderful group of people and it was packed. It was very much like any kind of award event you would have in Hollywood, except it was for dogs and animals. It was quite beautiful.
Yeah. It was really
a much
really
better cause.
Absolutely, because these animals, as you say, they have no voice. So we're their voices. And Ryan, you have done so much for pet adoption. I don't even know if you really realize how much you've done, but you are a very public pet adoption advocate with a wonderful ambassador in Mozart, but also with your series, The O'Neills. You and Mozart illustrated so beautifully how an adopted pet can come into an environment and make it better, make it calmer.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly what happened.
Yes, tell us about that. It's priceless. Tell us.
Well, I got along a lot better with Mozart than I did with Tatum. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
So that was one for two, I guess you call that.
Yeah, well, animals do that. They just get right to the heart of things. You know, they look at you, they make it simple, they make it true. And if you're connecting with your pet, I mean, it's kind of like they remind you to be in the moment and they remind you what's important. Do you agree?
Sure, I do. I do, and I'm talking to an expert, so I better agree.
Smiley's the expert. Ryan, Smiley tells me what to say. Don't let me fool you. Smiley tells me
what to say. I'm not so sure about that. You give Smiley a lot of credit.
I do. Well, he's got that charming smile. He's got me charmed. You know how
well,
that
he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
I remember going to a huge rock and roll party that your husband gave, and my God, there was Smiley right in the middle of everybody.
That's right. That was
that
the
was
Grammy
award show. Yeah.
The Grammy Awards.
Grammy Awards. Yeah, a free Smiley party.
Yeah, Smiley was at the Grammy Awards.
Yeah.
Really, really, really fun. And Ryan, a few weeks ago, I went to another fun event that you were at. You re-entered the boxing ring for a charity boxing match.
Oh, right, right. But I didn't fight a dog.
No, of course not. No.
I was the dog that night.
No, you came out a champion. You won your round.
Well,
congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm retiring.
Yeah, well, it's good to retire while you're on the top, right?
I'm going to get the knee fixed, and then I have to get my shoulder fixed, too. I have a torn rotator cuff, and then I'm going to start training for the dance, which begins in February, the ABC's Dancing with the Stars.
February, I had no idea it started so soon. That's really
I didn't either. I was shocked to find out.
Well, is Mozart going to go to rehearsals with you? And
of course he is. You know, I met one of the dancers, and she said she's allergic to dogs. And so I thought, goodbye.
Yeah, no, you've got to go as a team. It's you and Mozart. Yeah.
He'll be there for rehearsals. Oh, I wish he could dance.
That'll be so much fun, Ryan. He doesn't need to dance. He just needs to sit there and look cute.
And, he can do that. That's a cinch.
Yeah.
But I did another movie, and I put him in with me as my dog. I was supposed to be a German Shepherd. And I said, no. My guard dog is this tiny little terrier. And so they said, okay. And he's in a couple of scenes with me, and he steals them, I swear.
Ryan, that's so much fun. Can you tell us the name of the movie? Does it have a working title?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Right now it's called Halloween Massacre. It's a comedy, but they're going to...
It's a comedy.
It is. In a way.
Oh my gosh.
He did the most amazing bits of acting, and all he needed was a ham and cheese sandwich to get him enthusiastic.
That's so cool.
We would just wave it at him behind the camera, and he would be alert. He didn't get to eat it, but he thought he was.
Well, that's all you need to know is what turns the dog on, what turns the person on. That's all you need to know. Well, maybe when the film comes out, you and Mozart can come back on, and Mozart can tell us what it's like.
We will promote it together. Yes, we will.
That's great. Ryan, thank you and Mozart so much for joining us. Is there anything else?
A big kiss to your husband for me. I do like him a lot.
Oh, thank you, Ryan. We love you. Yeah, we all, Smiley, Angel, Kim, me, we all love you so much. And we just thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We should thank Farah for that, you know.
Oh, that's right.
She put us all together.
That's right. We met through Farah, and bless her, wherever she is, looking down on us and the animals. She meant so much to the entire world, and our hearts just go out to her and to you and to Mozart, Ryan. Thank you.
Yes.
You're very good at this, you know.
Oh, well. Really. I'm impressed.
Oh, thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, and
Smiley has something else. He wants to remind everybody where you can see his Super Smiley Flash Mobs for Pet Adoption that's been touring the United States. They're on the web at supersmileyflashmob.com. And Ryan, this is a flash mob tour. So after you do Dancing with the Stars and you're amazing, you and Mozart will have to come do a flash mob dance with us. You think?
Is it more dancing?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Okay, you're right here. Okay.
Okay, what else can I have replaced first? I'll be there. You know me. I always show up.
That's right. That's right. And one more thing. Smiley has a shout out to Toyota's Pet Safety Initiative. Oh, and also, we want to point out that when Mozart was in the car, he was always buckled up in his little safety. That is so cool, Ryan. Thank you for showing me that. That's right. And that's another way. So you're advocating for pets, Ryan. So cool. Smiley keeps us simply says, buckle up, harness up, super smile, and enjoy your adventure. And thank you again, dear, dear Ryan O'Neill and Mozart. We wish you the very best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Until next time, woof and super smiles.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.